Hello, neighbour. It's the news, according to me. Well, good morning. Hey, turn down the music, would you? That long-haired hippie music. Turn that down. It's Thursday, June 3rd. All day yesterday, I don't know why this is, but all this week, I have felt like I'm a day ahead. Not in a good way. Yesterday seemed like Thursday to me. And now it's like I got an extra day in here somehow. How'd that happen? It is Thursday, June 3rd, 2021 at 8:30 Eastern Time in the morning. And I am here with hot chocolate and Cinnabon creamer in my cup. So, I don't mean to be, I know that Steven Crowder has a thing where he has the mug club. He has a cup of coffee and he sips it in the morning. He says this little slurpy thing. When he first starts out, he's slurping coffee out of his cup. I'm not trying to imitate him. He actually stole that from me. I'm pretty sure. Because I'm sure he knows who I am, you know. I'm so popular. Speaking of popularity, I am not. So there you go. I'm just going to leave it there. There's Anthony Fauci. He's, come on, man. He has probably... I think his credibility is somewhat going down. Fortunately, it's right after he just signed a multi-million dollar book deal. Now, here's how this stuff works. These book deals, there's multiple ways that politicians and bureaucrats and technocrats, all these crats that are out there, they have figured out a way to trade in things other than money and to find ways to shuffle money around for payola without having any what looks like bad deals under the table kind of stuff going on. And here's how they do it. A book deal. Now, it's okay, Anthony Fauci, we're under a pandemic. He's the guy in charge. He's getting, I've heard rumors that he's the highest paid bureaucrat in the government. Gets paid more than the president. It's, you know, at least on paper. And you would think that this guy would be the busiest guy on the planet. Now, I'm busy. I'm a busy guy. I'm not as busy as what I assume Anthony Fauci is. He's on television every other 5 minutes. Because you know he has to debate with himself. He has to come on one show and say one thing, and then 2 days later go on another show and say something else. That takes a lot of effort.
Another layer couldn't hurt.
I'd like to see a debate between Anthony Fauci and Anthony Fauci and the other Anthony Fauci. Apparently there's more than one of them, and because they have more than one opinion.
Because we follow the science.
Yeah. So just to put a cap on this, which isn't actually a cap at all. Just to put an understanding label on this, what I'm talking about here. Apparently, because Anthony Fauci works for the government, there are things called Freedom of Information Act, and there are certain emails that he was sending back and forth and communications that apparently got leaked. Oh my. It's turning into quite the expose, you might say, of what happened with Anthony Fauci behind the scenes. Of course, now you got this book deal. I was going to explain that. I'll get to that in just a second if I remember. I'm not making any promises. There's no promises on this show because consider what you pay to listen to this. Do the math on that. My documents are trying to connect. Oh, what's happening there? The emails got leaked, and so now we find out that Anthony apparently was making up stories. He was a little bit more heavily involved with gain-of-function research with the coronavirus. There was a particular doctor who had talked to him and had some concerns about the virus missing some genome material that would have been in a natural environment of the virus. And it looked like it was a manufactured virus because it was missing this particular genome material that would normally appear in nature. But it was not appearing in the genome that he was. And now, keep in mind, there have been research facilities in this country and universities in this country that wanted to get samples of the virus for research. They were certified research laboratory facilities, fully licensed and capable of doing the kind of research they were talking about and containing that kind of a virus. Now, you're not talking about Ebola. You're talking about a virus that has a 0.05 percent mortality rate. And, or what whatever ridiculous number it is. It's, when you look at the numbers, it's not that far off from what a bad case of the flu is in a year, a bad flu season. It really isn't that bad. It's not that. Now, the numbers of people it affected in one particular segment of the population is very high. But this thing is still being treated as if it is, listen to the statement that Joe Biden made about getting vaccinated. If you can understand the mumbling and jumbling he did with his words. We're going to get 70 shots in my arm and... I've been in office for 15 months and stop and think about this stuff. This guy is the guy who's talking to world leaders throughout the world. Okay. He's representing the United States, arguably one of the most powerful nations on the planet, if not the most. And he's making statements that the media has to cover for him on. Because they're making up these excuses. Well, what he meant to say was, at the start of the outbreak back in January of last year, it's been 15 months. No. In the context he was speaking on, he said there were over 100,000 cases a day back in January. There weren't 100,000 cases a day in January of 2020 that we know of. We weren't testing back in January of 2020. In fact, there was no mention of this thing in January of 2020. In fact, the emails that were passed around by Anthony Fauci basically imply that he was deliberately playing this whole virus thing down. And he's on record, on video. I've seen recordings of him emphatically saying
No, this is not something we need to worry about. The general public shouldn't be concerned about this.
He was flat out asked about it, and he was giving people those kinds of answers. And then all of a sudden, it's Trump's fault for listening to an expert that the left has considered the patron saint of virology, and epidemiology, and any other kind of ology and opiology. Meanwhile, this guy's running around.
He is the expert,
and everything he says is, you know, everybody's hanging on it. Of course, he believes he has the right to lie about masks because,
well, there was a shortage of masks, and I wanted to protect the frontline workers.
Well, why didn't you just come out and say, we need to protect the frontline workers? So right now, it's important that we allow them to have the masks. Make your own mask or do something to cover your face if you want to. But shoot straight with us and be honest with us because guess what? The American people will step up. Oh yeah, there are some knucklehead crazy people who will buy up all the toilet paper in a panic, thinking they're not going to be able to wipe their butts. Who probably still have a stash that they bought back in June of 2020. Or April, I guess it would be April, probably. But stop and think about the fact that let's go back to Joe Biden, this whole thing where he's yakking away about. He said they're going to 70 shots in my arm, goal by July 4th, 70. What he meant, what he meant to say, I think, was that we would have, well, first of all, the whole 15-month thing was just ridiculous. I think what he meant to say there was it's been 15 months since the outbreak. In the last 4.5 months of his administration, they've brought the number, in my opinion, they trumped up the numbers, if you will, at the end of the Trump administration. In fact, there were we went from 200,000 deaths over the course of a year to all of a sudden we had over 400,000 deaths the night before Joe Biden was inaugurated. On January 19th, he came out with some kind of ceremony commemorating 400,000 deaths. Now, it is my opinion that they played up that number to say that under the Trump administration, 400,000 people died. They had to get those numbers in there, and they probably were projecting how many were going to die over the next 2 months prior, after that. Just lumped them all. They're playing with those numbers, in my opinion. That's because this is, again, political theater, folks. Why would the president-elect, supposedly, come out the night before he's inaugurated and have a commemorative ceremony? When has any other president ever done that? That's just... And of course, it was a big ceremony put on, and the big production number with the video. If you look at the video, it was definitely produced. I mean, this was a whole thing. Media was in on it. It was all a big production number. It was all made for TV. And he comes out and does this whole big production thing because they wanted this burned into the minds of people to know that, Donald Trump killed 400,000 people. They have said this. That Trump didn't protect us. And of course, we find out now that Anthony Fauci was we didn't just find out. For those of you who've had your eyes open at all, or your ears open, and listening and seeing and watching and observing anything in the past at all, if you've been halfway out of a coma in the last year, you would recognize that Anthony Fauci has been lying through his teeth every other time he talks. Now, keep in mind, this is the same guy that was flat out asked by a legacy media individual from scripted questions that were obviously scripted. And folks, I don't know if you can, how much more clear I can make this. When I hear people talking in the news and they're asking questions, these aren't just off-the-cuff questions. And the people giving the answers aren't just answering in the heat of the moment. These have been rehearsed. These have been pre-reviewed. They have sent them the list of questions. When they do that, it becomes very obvious to me when I hear an interviewer or a commentator or a news reporter, whatever you want to call them, asking a particular individual like Anthony Fauci questions, and he comes up with the answers. Well, this is the answer. He's not just coming up with those answers, you know, off the cuff. This isn't the first time he's heard the question. He was probably sent these questions a day ahead of time, if not at least hours ahead of time, so that he has a chance to work the spin. And there's usually an agreement that the commentator or the person doing the interview will not stray from those questions and go and probe any deeper. They have all kinds of these arrangements with their people. Their people make these decisions. Your people can talk to my people, and with people, we have little people, and we go to everybody. So this is the kind of stuff that goes on. Mark my word, it's I'm serious about this. I can tell when it happens because I can I can almost like have it half tuned out and be just have it listen in the background. There's occasionally I'm sitting in an airport and listening to CNN, and because that's what that's the only place the audience they have. And I'm listening to this ridiculous drivel coming out of the television. And once in a while they'll interview somebody, and I'll hear them interviewing them, and it's like I'm not even. It's like I'll be watching something else on a YouTube video with my earphones on, waiting for an airplane. And I'll hear it in the background, and it's so obvious to me what is happening that I literally have to pause, look at the television, and see if they're actually doing this with a straight face. Because the theater is so obvious. Now, this is probably, I don't know if it's because I'm just old and I've been around a while and I've heard a lot of people talk, and I can kind of tell when somebody's being disingenuous, or if it's just because of the vocal training I've had and the kind of, you know, I listen to a lot of voiceover work. I do a lot of voiceover work. I know it's hard for you to believe with a voice like mine that in a world where I would do anything. So, especially when I'm drinking hot chocolate, I don't have that creamy voice that I normally have. It's kind of a dairy product. I don't know if you know this or not, but chocolate milk, heated up chocolate milk is kind of a dairy product. And dairy does not do a good job on your throat when you're trying to speak with the creamy pipes that people want to hear. So, that's one of the things that, like this advertisement I did the other day. It's for a roofing company. And, if you want a roof, and you want it on your pipe, blah, 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 blah. Call the people at whatever it was. I don't know. Rogers Roofing. They'll put a roof on your house. But wait, there's more. No, I didn't do that. It wasn't quite that exciting. It was more of a subdued kind of guy next door sound. And I'm not next door to you, so. But I am next door to somebody. So I do have a voice that's the guy next door. That's the guy next door voice. So there you go. Where was I? So Joe Biden's saying all this gobbledygook crap, and they're trying to make up, you know, they're trying to excuse him. Unlike Donald Trump, who doesn't even say anything about drinking bleach, but they somehow now that everybody believes he said, go out and drink bleach. Not everybody believes that, but there are people on the left who think that Trump said, go out and drink bleach. They think he told people to drink bleach. He did not say that. They think that he said there were very fine people on both sides, referring to white supremacists, when he did not say that. This gets back to the way he communicates. He kind of speaks in half sentences and does things, well, you know, it's kind of a hodgepodge, kind of a collage of words, really, the way he puts things together. That's just the way the guy talks. But they don't interpret what he's saying. They just make up things and throw them in there. Now, he recently, just even last week, they did this to him. I believe he came out and said something, had some kind of a speech. He got interviewed by somebody, possibly on Newsmax or somebody. Maybe it was Dan Pongino, maybe, interviewed him. And so somehow they've got in their minds now that he said he would be reinstated as president by August. I don't know, first of all, I'm not so sure that's the case, that he said that. I have not heard the interview. I've not heard the statements that he made. They have not played the statements that he made because he probably didn't make that statement. I'm just assuming after all the crap that I've heard from them for so long about the way they stick words in his mouth, he probably did not actually say that. This is probably something they're making up because they want to make it sound like that's what he said. That's just my guess. I don't know. Maybe he did say it. I don't know. Maybe he will be. I don't know. He's been right on a lot of stuff. So we'll see what happens here. I guess there's an attempt now to go back through a recount in almost every state in the country. Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia are all up. Apparently, there's quite the momentum happening right now with momentum for actual audits of the election ballots. Not just a token, we're going to take 1,000 ballots and count them for the cross-section of ballots, and we're going to call that a recount. That's what has happened. These supposed recounts that we've heard about, well, Arizona already had a recount. 1,000 ballots out of over 1,000,000. And they're calling that a recount. Yeah, that gives me a lot of security there. Now, they were just a little over halfway done with the recount in Arizona. And just to go off on another tangent here, because I'm on about 5 tangents right now. I'm getting out there in the short limbs, the little skinny limbs now is where I'm at. The ballot recount, by the way, is they've gone quite a ways with that, and they're a little over halfway, or actually well over halfway now, with the recount. My guess is that at some point they're going to get down to about 100,000 ballots that all of a sudden it all starts falling apart. And that this is my guess. Because they're not just doing a recount, they're also doing a canvas. They're making sure that these ballots and all of the voter registration addresses and that kind of thing are actually valid. At least I hope they are, because I know there's a lot of corruption there. So we'll find out. I mean, it could because, you know, we're talking millions of ballots here. It could just be one box of ballots that they start going through and they realize that they're all fraudulent. Or maybe a couple boxes that somebody hid under a table down in Georgia. So this is the kind of stuff that, you know, we can go through this whole thing. Oh, we're not finding anything else. And oh my goodness, what do we have here? And you know, hopefully they get through the whole thing and it's all shown to be there's nothing there. It is possible. It's definitely possible. I still don't believe it. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Sorry, I'm not sorry. The ability for them to commit fraud is on so many different levels. And we're not talking widespread voter fraud. It doesn't take widespread voter fraud, folks. We're talking about less than 100,000 ballots out of 150 million, supposedly. Because supposedly Joe Biden was the most popular president ever. Got 81 million votes, more than any other candidate ever in the history of the country. 81 million. Number two in that number is Donald Trump, who got 74 million, supposedly, who was also the second highest. So this last election was the highest number of turnout ever in the history of our country. Yeah, sure it was. So Joe is out there and he's making all these bumbles and they're covering for him. Well, here's my problem with this, folks. This guy's talking to world leaders. Are they going, and some of them are in different languages, being interpreted and translated into their languages. Are they going to be able to understand the mumbling and jumbling he's saying when he talks about nuclear weapons and potential, you know, ally enforcement and trade and all those other things that he's talking about? Yeah, we're going to trade 47 cars in my arm, and we got, in the last 15 months, we've been on the grow for you know, in true international depression. Speaking of which, I thought I had it here, and now it's not here. I don't know what happened to it. Oh, I know why. Yeah, there's a reason. There's a reason it's not here. It's because my internet's slow. I think that I might have it here. Let's see if we can play this. This is Joe Biden. Let's see if it's here. It's we should have some. I don't see. No, I don't see it there anywhere. Well, and now you don't know what I'm talking about. So maybe I could just play this song. Maybe this song will make sense to you after you hear it. It's just it's not playing. Of course it's not. Why would it be? Yeah, it's not playing. So I'm not sure what I'm gonna do with that, but I tried to download this and I don't know why it's not it's not downloading for some reason. That's kind of weird. Tried to put this on my thing right there. It's not. Oh wait, it's loading. It's loading there. Maybe I can play it. We're gonna give it a try. There it is. Let's see if it'll play.
Come on.
I don't need an effective strategy to mobilize true international depression.
Come on, man. Come on.
True international depression.
Come on, man. China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
Not a joke. By the way, all you teachers out there, not that many of you are going to die, so don't worry about it. Come on.
Yeah, he actually said the word true international depression. That's a thing, apparently. Now, can you imagine him speaking to world leaders and not having any clue what he's saying? I can. I can imagine that, because I'm sure it's happened. But I digress. So let's go back to this whole book writing thing. Anthony Fauci writing books. busiest man on the planet, one of the highest paid bureaucrats in the country. In the middle of a pandemic. And he's the expert. And he's got time to write a book. Yeah. And I've got time for pigs to fly out of my ears. That's not what you thought I was going to say, is it? There's two books I'm trying to write right now. One of them is called The Conspiracy, with a question mark at the end. The other one is it's just a how-to book about how to get started in voiceover work. By the way, the way to get started in voiceover work is not to start a podcast. Just in case you're confused about that. I do have a podcast that I'll be putting out soon about voiceovers and voiceover work. But that has nothing to do with this channel. The other thing that I'm going to be putting out a podcast on is the conspiracy book thing. Now that one will be a lot more closely related to what I do here with the News According to Me. Just a shameless plug I was going to throw in there at the halfway point. Because this podcast is not sponsored by anybody. It is commercial free as well as content free. It's like watching paint dry. You get a lot out of it. I watch a lot of YouTube videos about like how to build stuff and how to do. I've got a shop where I build things. I'm currently kind of doing more in the leather work and laser cutting and CNC plasma table cutting stuff, machine milling, lathe operation, CNC stuff. CNC router. Got a 3D printer. All this stuff. Kind of like a little maker, like an arts and crafts time on steroids. And so I've been doing this stuff and I've been watching a lot of, YouTube videos on how to do things, how other people do stuff and the techniques that they use. And so I have to say, some of these channels, I have to watch them at 1.5 speed because they literally are sitting there painting something and then they're sitting there watching the paint dry. And they'll say the same thing over and over and over several times. They'll repeat themselves. And then they'll repeat themselves and say the same thing over and over and over several times. And they keep repeating themselves over and over and over and over and over. You get my drift. They say nothing new. They just keep talking. And it's much like this show. Come to think of it. Maybe that's where they got it. I don't think so. The interesting part about it is it's just that I keep watching them. Well, sometimes they'll show something on how to do something, and it's like I have to speed up the video because it might be 11 o'clock at night, and I'm trying to fall asleep, and it's so boring I can't fall asleep. That's how boring it is. It's like negative boring. That's on the other side of boring. It's like so boring. It's like watching a train wreck. You can't take your eyes off of it. Because you can't believe that something's not about to happen because it's just so boring. So I've been watching a lot of that kind of stuff. Anyway, these guys are, and so Anthony Fauci is so busy, and yet he's coming out with this big book deal. Now, as soon as he got the book deal signed, now what's amazing with these kind of book deals, and this happened, the same thing happened with Cuomo. I don't know if you remember this or not. Cuomo came out with a book deal. They will never sell $5 million worth of books. They gave Cuomo $5 million signing bonus. All he has to do is produce the books. So the book came out. There's the book. There you go. They approved it. There's your $5 million. Oh, by the way, I'm in the middle of a whole bunch of scandals that are just now coming out. So my popularity just fell through the roof. Fell through the basement, I guess. And guess what? My book's not worth anything anymore because nobody wants to read it. But thanks for the $5 million. Oh, and I gave away $1 million of it to something and something, $1 million to something else. And then I paid off all my kids' colleges. And I paid off, gave them, Now, on top of the $5 million he got paid, I guarantee you that wasn't a one-time buyout. I know how these contracts work. He also gets residual on all the sales, probably. I would imagine there's back-end points on this stuff. And my guess is they have no way of terminating that. That's just my guess. But who knows? So we will never know the details on that whole deal probably for a while. So these book deals come out. So now Anthony Fauci has a book. Now, I guarantee you, Cuomo did not write his own book. It takes a lot of time. My guess is a ghostwriter did that for him, or some staff, you know, a team of people did that for him. And they just go over it, and then he approves it. I guarantee you, he's not spending his time going over page after page of a book, making sure that it's all edited and done properly and all put together and organized and makes any sense. And I guarantee you the content's not... I guarantee you his book has less content in terms of usable information for your life than 30 minutes of one of my shows. Now, we're talking, you know, that's a pretty low bar right there. Speaking of my shows, let's talk about something that's a little more positive here for a minute. Let's talk about my show. That's a pretty positive thing. No, yesterday's show was interesting. Yesterday, I didn't have a show last night, by the way, because for those of you who missed it, it wasn't there. That's why you missed it. The interesting thing that happened yesterday with yesterday's show, and one of the things I brought up about because I was going to do this, I was actually going to do this, present that information on Tuesday night. Since I didn't get it done on Tuesday, and I did it Wednesday morning, I talked about Joe tripping up the steps and the Harbinger and that whole thing of God being in the details. Now, I have to tell you, there were a lot of things that happened during the recording of that show that were a little bit abnormal. There were a lot of things that happened during the attempt to post that show yesterday morning that were very abnormal. In the evening, in fact, at one point I set up because my internet is slow here at the house. I had it all set up to post at my office, which is where I recorded it. I think it's where I recorded it. Right. Maybe I just tried to upload it from there. Yeah, I think I tried to upload it from there because I actually had it, I posted it up on my iCloud account, and then I it finally got posted on my iCloud account. So I could take the file then and try to post it on my podcasting site. And in the attempt of doing that, it was going kind of slow as well. I got distracted, had to leave the building. Well, once it gets posted onto the site, it doesn't necessarily post as a show until I hit the submit button. I wasn't there to push the submit button, and I never made it back to the office to do that. So last night, I finally, after getting home, after running around all over the place, I finally got home and did it again. And it takes forever to get it uploaded and all that stuff done. So I finally got it all done last night. Got it posted. And this morning, I finally got it. You know, copied and pasted onto like Gab and Parler and Facebook and all those other places. So now the thing that happened yesterday afternoon, kind of out of the blue, I think it was around 3:30, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, something like that. The power at my house went out. I wasn't at the house at the time. My wife got home and the power was out. There had been some rain move through, but I didn't see any thunderstorms or anything. So, of course, that shuts down my computer and shuts down the whole operation when it's trying to upload something. So the whole thing, all the stuff that was happening, is typically either one of two different things. One is either Well, three. I guess there could be three different things. One is that God is trying to say something through all of that. Now, I could give you all the details of everything that went on there, and you could probably get it all figured out, but it's, you know, what are you going to do with that? So I'm not gonna give you those details. It's like watching paint dry. But all I'm going to say is there were a lot of things that were abnormal that happened yesterday after in trying to get that show posted, which I thought was very fascinating in and of itself. A show about how God speaks to us in the details of things going on around us, in the abnormal stuff especially, and all this abnormal stuff was going on. And then there's that. There is this thing of, okay, so maybe that show has some significance to a particular individual out there listening. Or maybe it's just God trying to speak to me about something. Trying to reveal something or show something, you know, something to be whatever it is. Now, the other side of that is it could be there's another thing that can cause that kind of interruption. And that is the enemy who tries to push back and do all kinds of things and have, because of the importance of that message, or because that message threatens his kingdom, his existence, his operation, the principalities and powers that be, that there may be, some kind of interference there. The other side of it is that maybe just God didn't want it out there, and so he kept shutting it down. I don't know. I would think if God didn't want it out there, it wouldn't be out there. That'd be my guess. So, it was an interesting show. If you didn't get to hear it, you might want to go back and listen to episode 191, as we are rapidly approaching episode 200. We're going to have a big celebration on episode 200. Maybe even we'll have Rabbi Rick here. Maybe. I don't know. Haven't heard much from Rabbi Rick lately. I think he's still alive. But this is episode 192, so we're like 8 episodes away. We could be at 200 next week very easily. I might have to travel again over the weekend, so it could be, yeah, whatever. Not looking forward to leaving the house again, but I might have to. So, regardless of all of that, so we have these book deals going on. This is how political politicians, bureaucrats, stuff, this is how they get paid. Oh, write a book. You're not really writing the book. You got a ghostwriter to write a book, which is just a story about a fluff piece about you and how great you are in the midst of all this stuff because you have some popularity. So we're going to give you $5 million or whatever it is. I don't know what Fosse's deal is. I could probably find it here if I actually looked it up. Maybe if I actually did some research. I'm not investigative journalist. I'm not one of those. I'm just a guy who talks about the news. And I just give you my opinion. That's all it is. Let's see if we can find it here real quick. I probably misspelled his name. Oh, yeah. There goes my internet. Lightning fast speeds. I want to type in here, how to get faster internet. Yeah, that should give me an answer in about 4 days. Oh, come back with pay your bill. There you go. That's what it said. Now, I'm looking this up. I got it. It's DuckDuckGo is working on it right now. The duck is waddling out the door. I've got a duck here. I just post a note on him, and I send him out the door, and he comes back with an answer. I say, there you go, DuckDuck. Now go, DuckDuckGo. So, yeah. Don't give me any lip. Oh, he's got no lips. That's kind of cruel, isn't it? Well, he does send me a bill though once in a while. He says, just put it on my bill. Every time I feed him, he says, I ask him if I'm gonna pay for it. He just says, just put it on my bill. I'm not sure what he means by that. That's a bad dad joke, actually, probably. The so we have these deals going on. Now, that's just one facet of the way these politicians play with money and the way they get rich behind the scenes and under the table. It's payola, folks. Don't get, you know, they're not getting paid to write a book. They're getting paid for influence. Hillary Clinton, how many books has she written since she failed failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton? How many books has she written since she failed as presidential candidate? How many people you know that fail at things that have book deals afterwards? So we have this stuff going on. Fossey's kind of under the gun right now because there's all, you know, and now all of a sudden the mainstream media, the legacy media, the leftist Pravda media has kind of backed away from talking to old Antony. You don't see him on the news here a lot lately. Not sure what's going on with that. Seems to be a concerted effort to move on to something else. Now, the other thing that was in the news a lot, every day, by MSNBC and some others, was this whole thing of Trump being indicted. The walls are closing in. They start to lose euphemisms after a while because they keep using the same ones over, and then they recycle them, and then they realize, that's getting kind of old to keep saying that. We've been saying that for the last year now, that the walls are closing in, actually the last 5 years. And we got to come up with something else. The ceiling is caving in. Who knows what they're going to come up with next? The carpet is getting soggy. I don't know. And they're the ones that keep failing. And of course, now they're talking about, you know, the Wuhan lab thing is all in the news now. And they've done a total flip-flop on that. All of a sudden, that's not a conspiracy theory anymore. And now we find out that Antony was involved in all that. And what he said to Rand Paul, emphatically, with his little pre-prepared statement by his lawyer, they kept repeating about five times. It's very telling when Rand Paul says, I have sworn testimony from over 200 doctors that say the opposite, that they were doing gain of function research on coronavirus. And he says, well, that just isn't so. Oh, okay. Well, then you have declared 200 of your peers to be liars. And you're the one that we know has lied to us to our faces several times. Now, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but a lot of places are they're kind of quietly casting off the mask. In my area here, I live in northern Indiana. People look at you funny if you wear a mask down anywhere. If you go into a restaurant, there are some places that the servers are still wearing masks. I've noticed. They didn't get the memo. There's a lot of places that you go into that don't wear masks at all. The servers don't wear masks. Nobody wears a mask. And they're busy. The problem now is they can't find help. It's got to go to a roadhouse that's themed from Texas. I'm not gonna mention their name. It's a Texas themed steak roadhouse place. And their name has something to do with that. 90-minute wait on a weeknight for supper. 90-minute wait. When we got there, we asked the gal, is this correct? We're showing a 90-minute wait on your app here. She said, she didn't really want to say it, but she goes, yes, we're extremely short on help. I mean, the parking lot wasn't even full. So we put our name in, and then we drove over to a little place that serves food that comes from south of the border of Texas there. It was a little building. Some might call it a hacienda. And we went there and got in about 25 minutes. And they had help there. And we got in and out of there pretty quickly before the other place would have even called us in. There's reasons for that, and I won't get into the details behind it all, but it's really sad right now that people are getting paid to stay home, so they're not going out and getting jobs that are desperately wanted and needed to get our economy back. Now, here's the other thing. Speaking of the economy, this has been in my crawl here for a while, so I got to mention this. And I think I said something about this the other day, but I got to say it again. Joe Biden's coming out and taking all the credit for this economy that's roaring back. Look at the job. Look at the jobs we created. No, don't tell me you created jobs that you turned off to begin with. This I've got to mention this again, even if I said it the same way, and I'm going to say it again because it's worth saying again. Don't tell me that you're responsible for a rip-roaring increase in the economy, for job creation and all this other stuff happening, when you have done the opposite. Now, once we get back to where we were last January, or even February, with job numbers, if you can take us back there, I will be amazed. Don't tell me about, oh, look, I'm going to come up and shut the lights off. And I'm going to wait until your eyes are adjusted to that darkness. And I'm going to flip the light switch back on and say, look at the light I've created for you. Oh, thanks. Thanks for doing that. Yeah. You're a great guy. This is the kind of thing a bully does to pick on people. Take something away from you and do, oh, look how good of a person. I'm going to go ahead and give you this. It's mine now, but I'm going to go ahead and give it back to you. Look how nice I am. Look how wonderful I am for giving it to you. You took it away to begin with. Oh, that doesn't matter. Look, I'm giving it to you now. This is the kind of ridiculous insanity these people saint themselves with and anoint themselves with their own goodness constantly. So I had to get that off my chest. Thank you very much for allowing me to take the time to say that. Because these people are disgusting. And it's getting really old, in my opinion. They continue to dupe people and treat people this way. Yeah, well, DuckDuckGo, he's not coming back. I think he's, for some reason, the server is not found. DuckDuckGo is not doing its thing. Yeah, it's just not doing anything. I could probably pull it up on my iPad, but you know what? That ain't going to happen either, because what do we got here? Let's go with, yeah, we'll try this. We'll try that. Yeah. It's not working either. Okay, enough of that. It's like watching paint dry. All right, folks. This is the morning show, this afternoon show, Thursday. It still seems like Friday to me, but I will have more content, and I will be more content. How do you spell those two different words? And we'll be talking about some other things this afternoon that we'll get into some topics that are a little bit more interesting than just my aimless rambling here this morning. But hopefully you got something out of this. I don't know. Maybe you didn't. And if you didn't, welcome to my world. This is, Yeah, it's not coming up on my iPad. I thought maybe I was going to be able to throw a little tidbit in there about the Anthony Fauci book deal before I signed off. But have a great day, everybody. God bless. Talk to you this afternoon.